fish, you see.
I see.
Fire dogs.
Okay, when you start a fire, what type of wood do you use?
Well, we use what's called a kindling. We can use dry shavings from like we did. We weren't close enough to the chair shop to always use shavings, but shavings. And didn't have newspapers then, you know.
Yeah.
We'd use cardboard and dry leaves.
Okay.
And we'd bring in a dry wood and have it kept in the dry in what's called a smokehouse or lean-to.
Okay.
By the way, our original smokehouse was logs, too.
Oh.
And where we'd keep our dried wood, we kept our meat salted and in the smokehouse. You know, you kill your own meat.
Okay, and you might have a big old piece of wood that you put at the back of the fireplace.
Oh, right. It's a tapered that would contour the smoke and make it draw better.
No, but just burning though. And if you burn it, you have your kindling to start the fire. Then say you take a big old log and
put it.
Well,
we used to have a back log.
Oh. Okay.
Had a back log that actually lay over behind these fire dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can breathe in from under these fire dogs with long sticks of wood. Ours was a 3.5-foot fireplace. It was large. And this mantle of stone came out of Oldby River.
Uh-huh.
Then we didn't know we had it under the earth where they mined it as a business, you know. Got it out of Oldby River.
Okay, and after you,
Faced north and south. Faced south. The chimney faced was the back of it was to the north.
Uh-huh.
U.S. 127. And the chimney, the fireplace, you know, was north. In other words, the front of the house was west.
Mm-hmm.
With the frontage on the west and the kitchen on the south.
Okay. When you burn wood completely, that black stuff that gets in the chimney.
Well,
what do you call that?
We take parts of dried and cured hay and with a little kerosene.
Uh-huh.
And when you get that soot so
uh-huh.
hot, it burns itself out. We didn't have to get up there and rub it with a brush with a pole.
Yeah.
Why, we get it so hot that it would be almost like an explosion, but
mm-hmm.
with no coals in it, otherwise it'd blow you up.
Yeah.
Kerosene, when you slid it like gasoline. We used kerosene, and when it was completely ashes, and then we would light it and hit it blaze up, and it would get so hot up on the inside right quick that it would blow the soot would burn. The soot, you know, that sticks to the wall where you use your markings for clowning, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it burns. That is a way of self-cleaning itself.
And the ashes.
Oh, the ashes had to be taken out twice a
what
week.
What color were they?
They were mostly of a brown.
Uh-huh.
Brown, a kind of a deep brown ash. It depended a little bit on the wood, but most of it. Some woods will go to leave hardly any ashes.
Okay.
But this is an oak country, oak and a pine country, you see. And pine had rosin in it, which was inflamed. It had to be dead pine. Green pine won't burn. But green oak will burn. But it has an acid and the oven has a rosin.